Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. National Geographic Bucket List, Family Travel Share the World, with your kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime by Jessica G, is a family travel guide that combines practical planning, advice with destination inspiration, written by a member of the Bucket List family. The book draws on the family's experience traveling to more than 90 countries with children and presents that experience in an accessible, illustrated format. Its purpose is both instructional and aspirational. It helps parents think through the logistics of traveling with kids while also showing what kinds of trips can work across different ages and interests. The book covers core travel concerns such as packing, budgeting, long flights, jet lag, and choosing destinations, then pairs that advice with 50 curated itineraries and age-aware top 10 destination ideas. As a National Geographic title, it is positioned as a visually rich guide that emphasizes international travel, cultural exposure, and family-centered exploration rather than conventional vacation planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using real family travel experience as the book's authority, this practical authority is important because the book is not merely a catalog of places. It uses the family's history to show how travel habits are formed, refined, and repeated over time. Readers are invited to learn from decisions the family made about mobility, work, and parenting, rather than from isolated tourism tips. That structure makes the book useful to families who want a model, not just a list. Secondly, balancing destination inspiration with planning advice for parents, this balance also reflects the book's core design. The 50 itineraries are not presented as fantasy escapes. They are meant to be informed by practical preparation. In that sense, the book functions as a planning companion, not just an idea book. Its value comes from making the step between wanting to travel and actually doing it feel more manageable for parents. Thirdly, 50 itineraries that turn global travel into usable family planning. The itineraries also help the book avoid becoming a general travel memoir. They give the guide repeatable utility because readers can return to particular destinations when planning future vacations. This makes the book especially useful for families who want a reference they can revisit as children grow and travel preferences change. In effect, the itinerary structure turns the book into a planning library rather than a single-use read. Fourthly, age-aware recommendations that account for different stages of childhood. The age-sensitive framework also adds nuance to the book's advice. It suggests that family travel should be responsive rather than one-size-fits-all. That is an important distinction because many travel guides assume an adult traveler and simply scale back for children. This book instead treats children as central to the planning process. For readers, that makes the recommendations more actionable because they can compare destinations not only by interest but by family readiness. The result is a guide that supports better trip matching and reduces the likelihood of choosing destinations that are too demanding or too limited for a particular child. Lastly, making international family travel feel accessible through budgeting and booking strategies. This focus also broadens the book's usefulness beyond fans of the bucket list family. Readers who are less interested in influencer storytelling may still find value in the operational advice. The emphasis on making travel accessible gives the guide a problem-solving dimension that distinguishes it from coffee table travel books. It is both aspirational and pragmatic, which is a strong combination in the family travel category because it speaks to parents who want meaningful trips without assuming unlimited time or money. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family-oriented travelers who want international trips to feel possible rather than overwhelming. It is especially useful for readers who need both encouragement and structure inspiration from a family that has traveled widely with children, plus concrete guidance on packing, budgeting, jet lag, and choosing destinations. The practical benefit is that it helps readers move from vague interest to actual planning, with a clear sense of what kinds of trips fit their family's stage and capacity. The intellectual benefit is that it reframes family travel as a long-term cultural and educational practice, not just a vacation activity. Compared with many travel books, it stands out because it is not limited to destination description or glossy photography. It combines personal credibility, itinerary-based planning, and age-aware recommendations in one guide. That makes it more actionable than a typical travel inspiration book, and more expansive than a purely logistical handbook. For families who want a workable model for seeing the world together, it offers a distinctive blend of guidance and motivation. If you would like to support Jessica G, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.